Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, y'all. It's another week that he kept us, and we just thank him on today. He's worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise on today. Oh, it's a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it on today. When we think of the goodness of Jesus, just think about it and all that he's done for us. We can never thank him and praise him enough, but we say, Lord, we thank you for saving us in these last and evil days. And if you are not saved today, we pray that you will invite Christ in your heart on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify you on today. This is the day you have made, and in it we shall rejoice on today. God, I pray that you would think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. I pray for the listener on today, God, that you will touch their hearts and touch their mind. Bring salvation and deliverance to those that are lost and those that are committed to you, oh God, that they will hold on and see what the end will be in this last and evil day. We pray for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. We pray in the name of Jesus for this nation. They have forgotten you, oh God. They have forsaken you. You said a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. God, we pray on today that you send forth your word, stir hearts to seek you before time is too late. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. It's another day, as I said, that the Lord has kept us. So much has gone on from week to week, from day to day, but he's kept us, and I thank him on today. I thank him for keeping me. I thank him, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, oh, my God, where would I be on today? Only God knows where I would be on today. I thank him for my family. I thank him for you today. I pray in the name of Jesus on today that I'll say something that will touch your heart, that will help you to see what's taking place in the earth today. There's so much going on around about us, y'all. The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and destroy your life. But Jesus said, I come to give you life, and that life more abundantly. You know, I want life more abundantly in Christ today. I tell you, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you, you know, in the word of God, it said in Exodus 12 and 13 through 28, talks about the blood of Jesus. And you know, the word of God said when the Passover time, when you see the blood of Jesus over the doorpost, that, you know, that you were safe. You were safe from harm because of the blood covering the doorpost of the house on today. And I tell you, the blood of Jesus, I'm telling you, have left a lot of these houses of so-called houses of God today. Ichabod is on the door. The Spirit of the Lord has departed. But I'm telling you on today, please be careful where you go on today. Watch and pray like never before. I tell you, because The enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy your life, but Jesus come to give you life, that life more abundantly on today. But it's only in Christ Jesus that you can have abundant life on today. Like I said, so much going on. You see so much. You hear so much. I mean, people are dying every minute, every second. You know, somebody is gone, you know, but God has kept us. He's given us new grace and mercy on today. Lord, have mercy on the sin sick nation. Lord, have mercy. That's all I can say on today. I love the Lord for real today. And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, like I said, I don't know where I would be. But I thank him on today for his mercy. I'm going to start at 2 Corinthians. We want to finish talking about, you know, religion is a cover-up today, you know, getting everything set for the Antichrist, to come on the scene, which is a man, you know. And we can see, you know, that the Antichrist spirit is already in the houses of God today. I mean, in it, everything going on in God's house. Oh, no, that's why Ichabod is on the door. The spirit of the Lord has departed. I'm telling you. We need the blood of Jesus. It will protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger. What can wash away your sins? I'm telling you, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We got to stand on God's word, stand on his promises in this last hour. And we know that, like I said, that the enemy is trying to use religion. You know, they're saying that, you know, there's a revival taking place here and a revival taking place there, all in the name of Jesus. But years ago, there was a movement out, even years ago, a Jesus movement. But, hey, if it's not the Jesus of Nazareth, I'm telling you, don't go. Don't go. Don't go. He said when they said Jesus over here, Jesus over there, he said, don't go. Don't you go. Oh, the safest place is to be in God's will. And it's his word. If you had to be in your home and read the word and fellowship with sisters and brothers in the Lord in this last hour, I'm talking about together over the phone or either come and go to their house, because that's where church started, from house to house. They didn't go into a mega building, arena, or whatever, you know, but they went from house to house breaking the bread of life. You sharing Jesus Christ. And that's what we need to do in this last hour. As I said, we're starting at 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 4. I want to start right there because it says, for if he that cometh preaching another Jesus, oh, my God, I'm telling you, it's another Jesus they're preaching. He said, for if he that cometh preaching another Jesus whom we have not heard, or if we receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. And then I want to go back up to verse 3. It said, for I fear lest thy enemies, as the serpent, beguiled Eve through the subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, people's mind has been corrupted. I'm telling you, everything is going on in the house of God. Oh, my God, we better watch and pray like never before. Be careful where you go. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful, little ears, what you hear, and big eyes or little eyes, what you see in this last hour. We must continue to watch and pray and stay alert. The power of prayer. You need to pray like never before and seek God like never before. I'm going to ask my son to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. You know, it's talking about, you know, the Antichrist. You know, like I said, the devil is using religion as a cover. You know, all these different movements, it's moving you. That's what movement means, to be moved from one place to another. You know, and I'm telling you, the devil is trying to get his job done. He knows he has but a short time. You know, but the Bible says that the Antichrist was going to be a man, a world leader, y'all. Things are being set up in place right now. for the Antichrist to step in place. Everything is anti this, anti, you know, anything that's against God is anti-Christ. Mean that you don't, you're against Christ. You know, you oppose him. Can you read for me? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. We're afraid that we can say something to help you.
Who opposes and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
I'm telling you, to be opposed means to disagree, you know, and exalt himself and lifting himself up. This is what we're talking about. This is another Jesus. This is what's going on now. It's another Jesus. It's not the Jesus from Nazareth, y'all. We have got to watch and pray. You know, we got all kinds of false prophets out here pretending to be, you know, prophets of God. But the word of God said there'd be many false prophets, many preachers, and, you know, many leaders that will lead you away and astray in this last hour. Can we go to Matthew chapter 25 and 15? Like I said, there's many false prophets out here, you know, and you can judge prophets. You can judge what's being said to you. Some people are like, oh, that's a prophet. Oh, I can't say nothing. You know, the prophet told me, you ain't even saying that. I ain't even gave your life to the Lord. The prophet told me that God called me to preach. And that's what we have going on out here today. A lot of people that never committed their lives to Christ, never repented, never confessed, you know, their sin, and they are preaching. It's a game. Everything is being set up. People are against Christ, but saying that they're representing Christ. It's the Antichrist spirit working against Christ in the religious, as a religious system. So please be careful where you're going. When you go into these places, you're opening up your spirit. Any place you go, you're going in willingly, then you're opening up your spirit to receive whatever's in the house. And it don't mean that God is in the house. You know what I'm saying? It's so many gods. We want the true and living God in this last hour. Can you read, please? Matthew 24 and 15 says,
it says, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and show great signs and wonders, insomuch if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Prophecy. Judge who's praying for you. Judge who's laying their hands on you. Hands on you. The Bible says, certainly lay hands on no man. And the Bible said, know them that labor among you. A lot of times these people are going into places and you letting people lay their dirty hands on you. They ain't never committed their lives to Christ. Born in sin, still in sin, still doing the same old thing. But he said, there are many false prophets that's going out. Judge what's being said to you. This is your life. This is your soul we're talking about. That's the very, the main thing you need is your soul. Your soul in this last hour. He said, you know, there are many false prophets in this last hour. Jesus warned, you know, his disciples, you know, that there'll be many in his name. You know, everybody, you know, oh, we can do anything in the name of Jesus. No, honey, you just can't do anything in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft in the church. That's what we're seeing today is witchcraft in the church. And we should not be indulging in witchcraft in the church now. This is another Jesus. Witchcraft is rebellion, as the spirit of rebellion, to be against Christ. So we need to watch and pray and stay alert in this last hour. Jesus is soon to come, and he's coming back for a ready church. without spot or wrinkles. Can you go to can you go to Deuteronomy 18, verse 10 and 11? It's witchcraft in the church, y'all. Please be careful. Don't be afraid to judge prophecy. Don't be afraid to judge who's speaking in your life. It's your lifeline. The Bible, there used to be a song, throw out the lifeline. Someone is sinking today. We're trying to throw out a lifeline to you today. You don't have to sink in sand. Read for me. Throw out the lifeline. We're throwing it out.
There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination or observer of times, or an enchanter or a witch.
So we're talking about that's what's going on in the church today. Some of these people they're saying that they're prophets, they're false prophets, and they're spitting all on you, and oh my God, they're spitting and blowing and doing the same old tricks that Benny Hinn been doing for years, blowing on people. Them been over there in India and all the other places, and you know, and it's witchcraft. It's witchcraft. It's manipulation. They manipulating you. Why don't you read your Bible? Get along with God. Talk to him. Repent from your sins and ask him to come into your heart, come into your life. He will. If any man, no matter what man, red, white, yellow, blue, whatever, if you come to him with a sincere heart, he will come into your life and he will sup with you. He will live with you. He will lead you. He will guide you into all truth. That's why he said watch and pray. When you're watching, the enemy can't come into your life any kind of way. Because, see, you're watching and you're reading the word and you're seeking God. And, you know, and if you seek God, he promised that he will lead and guide us into all truth, so you will know what's false and what's not, what's true and what is not. It's so important that we read the word of God, because I said there are many spirits out here, divination, you know, practicing witchcraft and, you know, seeking knowledge of the future. That's what divination is. You're seeking knowledge of the, seeking knowledge of the future. Well, the future's in the word of God. Read the word of God. He will show you everything that you need in this last hour. Don't do anything that he tells us not to do, which he said, don't get involved in witchcraft. He just got through saying, observe of time, enchantment, witches, charmers, you know, consulters of familiar spirits. That's what you're seeing today. Go ahead.
Or charmer, or consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these people are just for all. Go ahead.
For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. Because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee.
All right. So he read that there are charmers, there witches, and, you know, consulters, you know, wizards, and all that stuff, and necromancing, you know, talking to the dead, and all that stuff that you're seeing today. Even got, what to say, they call Christian soakers or something, grave soakers. Oh, my God. Is it in the word of God? He told us don't do these things. I mean, we're going to the grave and talking to the dead. And oh, my God. The church is so full of witchcraft and manipulation and domination in the house of God today, because we've gotten away from the word of God. We stopped seeking God and we start seeking men. Seeking men. You're going to a person asking them to give you power and all. God's got the power that you need. Everything that you need is in the power of God. Everything is moving by the power of God. You woke up this morning by the power of God. You're moving right now by the power of God. No man can give you the power of God. You have to seek and pray and ask God to give you Everything that you need is in the word of God in this last hour. He is talking about casting spells. You know, that's what witchcraft is. And some of these pastors and stuff have cast a spell on you. I heard Jake say when he was with Oprah, he said, the eyes of the church is closed. Oh, my God, no, the eyes of the church should be open. No, we don't need our eyes closed. That's darkening you. That's closing your eyes from truth when the devil tell you the eyes of, your eyes are closed. Oh, no, we're to keep our eyes open so we can see our spiritual eyes, not just these eyes on the side of your, in the front of your head, but your spiritual eyes, your heart. We need to watch and pray in this last hour. Spells are all over the church. Some of these people, like I said, ain't even saved. It's a sisterhood, brotherhood, and all this stuff, you know. These people are, you know, have represent other gods with a little G. There are many gods with a little G, but only one God with the big G, God Almighty. He is God. It is He that has made us, y'all, not we ourselves. But these preachers and teachers are teaching another doctrine, a new doctrine, which is a new teacher. It's not in the Bible. And and they talk about there are many ways to God now. T.D. Jackson and his crew. I mean, look at the pieces to the puzzle. Everybody that's connected together. It's a pyramid. The ones at the top again, it's a money racket. It's all about money. It's the money God. Money, money, money. Money coming to you now. No, money's going to them now. I mean, they stand up in church and have these hundreds and $1,000 lines and all that, and then they get on down to get to $5. And then after $5, they say, bring whatever you want to bring. Oh, my God. It's just free to give, free to receive. You give what, according to, you know, God has blessed you. And you should not feel manipulated or into giving what you don't have to give. I'm telling you, there's a game out here. Everything is getting set up for the Antichrist. All of this religious stuff that's taking place in God's house is not him. They act like they're at a club. You know, the house of God is darkened. He said he's the light of the world. Turn the lights on. You can do anything in the dark. You know, you don't know who you own in the dark. You never know who you're rubbing up against in the dark. We need to know them. Know what you're doing in this last hour. Can we go to Deuteronomy chapters 15 and 11? I mean, it's another Jesus, y'all, that he told us to be alert. Stay alert. There are many lying false prophets out here casting a spell on your mind. Oh, God is a mind regulator. He will regulate your mind. He will heal your body, save your soul, and regulate your mind. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and 11 says,
For the poor shall never cease out of the land.
Hold up. For the poor, what? Shall never cease out of the land. So with them telling you that everybody's supposed to be rich, everybody's going to have, you know, get a house, get a car. No. What did you, read that again for me, please. He said the poor what?
For the poor shall never cease out of the land.
They're going to be on this earth. So it's going to always be the poor, some poor people. So for you to let them manipulate you, that, you know, you getting all this worldly material, worldly wealth, and lose your soul, what would you give in exchange for your soul? He said the poor shall be with us always. Those that have should give to the poor. Come on here. Go ahead and finish reading.
Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thy hand wide.
Open your hands wide unto what?
Thy brother.
Go read.
To thy poor and to thy needy in thy land.
In the land. So we got the poor and the needy in the land, y'all. So come on now. Come on. Everybody ain't gonna be rich. That is a lying spirit that they use to manipulate you. You give to me and God gonna bless you double because you for your trouble and all that stuff. It is a game. It's a religious game. They playing. These are lying false prophets. They casting a spell over your mind to deceive you, to kill you, to destroy you. But the Bible, we just got to read it. It says, for the poor shall never cease out of the land. The poor ain't going nowhere. You will always have a poor person. And you go, even go to California, Skid Row. Look at all the people that's living on the street, you know, and living in tents all outside on the street and urinating in the street because they don't have a bathroom. I mean, it's so much going on. We need to wake up as a church. We're supposed to be about soul winning. We're supposed to be leading people to Christ in this last hour. But it's a game in the church. It's a religious game to trick you, to con you, to fool you, to put a spell over your mind that you will not believe in Christ no more, and you will have the spirit of the Antichrist. It's an imitation of Christ. That's what the Antichrist is, a imitation of Christ. They oppose him. They're using the religious system to try to work you and to get you away from Christ. So you go to Psalm 16 and verse 10. We want to try to help you to understand what's taking place right in your face, right in your face. They're deceiving you. There's a spirit of deception. He said there are many that will be deceived in this last hour. Don't you be deceived. Read.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell.
What they said, look, and there is no hell. Well, that's where they're trying to lead your soul to if you don't repent. And see, if they preach to you a false doctrine, a false teaching that you won't give your life to Christ, they're trying to lead you to hell, your soul, and to hell. Go ahead.
Neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption.
If you're in Christ, you won't have to worry about going to hell, and you won't worry about the holy one, I mean, neither suffering to of corruption. You know, it says, can you go to Luke 4 and 33? Even the demons recognize holiness in Christ. No, the Bible said that the devil, he knows and he trembles. So even the devil knows that Christ exists. You don't know that he exists. Only of us know that Christ exists. He's done something for you. Luke 4, verse 33.
And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil.
Hey, what do you say? There was a man that had a spirit of what?
Of an unclean devil.
A devil. Unclean devil. That's what we're seeing today in the church. There's a spirit of an unclean devil up in there. Uh-huh. But this man, we're talking about this man that had a spirit, unclean spirit.
He cried and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone.
And look, and that's what's going on today. You know, we got a lot of people in the church today that's hiding. That unclean spirit is in you. And he's hiding. And you want the Lord to leave you alone because, see, you ain't confessing nothing. Go ahead, read.
Saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth?
Oh, Jesus of Nazareth. He's the only one who can hear you. This is what this man was saying. He was in the synagogue, the temple, the church. And we got a lot of people in church today with unclean devils in you. And, you know, go ahead.
Come to destroy us.
Go ahead.
I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God.
See, even the devil recognized. The devil recognized Jesus. that unclean spirit that's in these people in the church today because they're not being taught about repentance and about being saved and my life needs to change and I need to be set free from the hands of the enemy. Anybody hearing that? But this man had a spirit, an unclean spirit of the devil in him, and that spirit recognized who Jesus was, and it cried out with a loud voice, saying, leave us alone. And that's what's going on today. People don't want to hear that Jesus want to set you free. You saying, oh, leave us alone, Jesus. You want to keep your devil. You want to keep that devil inside of you. But God will, he will heal your body. He'll save your soul if you just confess that you have a devil in you that's leading you and guiding you in this last hour. God wants to set you free like he did this man with the spirit of this unclean devil in him that cried out saying, leave us alone. And that's what the church is saying now with the Antichrist spirit. Because, see, it's not about going into the house of God and being delivered now. You got all those devils in the house of God, all those unclean spirits like this man had in him. Go ahead and finish reading. And Jesus
rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace.
Said, shut up. Hold your peace. Go ahead.
And come out of him.
Come on out. That's what he's saying today. Y'all need to go. You're in the church, and you need to confess, and you need to repent. And he'll say, come on out of him. Go ahead.
And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not.
All right, and look, when you give your life to Christ, he will call that spirit out of you, those demons that you done picked up ever since you were little. I mean, you were born in sin. We all was born in sin, but we can be born again. That's why we need to be born again, because we were born in sin. You don't have to teach a child how to be bad. Nobody had to teach us how to be bad. You don't have to teach your baby how to be bad. They come out spitting, and they'll kick you, and they'll hit you, and they'll throw things at you. You have to teach that child how to be good. And that's what the Word of God would do. It would teach you how to live right. Once you confess your sin and the Lord bring that, cast out that demon in you, that unclean spirit, and you be born again. I'm telling you, we're living in the last days. Well, you know, I mean, it's so much going on. I was looking at the preacher. It's so much lie, so many lies, spirits in the house of God. What his name? Todd Bentley or whatever his name is. Todd Bentley. He kicking people in the face. You know, talking about bam, 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 bam. You know, I mean, it's so much stuff out here, y'all. You know, he's kicking people in the face and talking about it's Jesus and knocking people's teeth out of their mouth and punching them in the stomach. Oh, my God, what kind of Jesus is this? This is not the Jesus of Nazareth. People have demons coming, you know, talking and everything. And I'm telling you, this is a sin-sick world. This is a sin-sick world. These leaders are lying to you. God ain't told that man to kick you in your face and knock your teeth out. People are so blind to they following this mess. What is wrong with you? You've been bewitched. That's what you've been. You've been bewitched. Galatians chapter 3, you've been bewitched. If you're going to let somebody kick you in your face and say it's God, and knock your teeth out and say it's God, something wrong. You've been bewitched. There's a spell over you. Read Galatians chapter 3. I think it's chapter 3 and verse 1.
O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you?
Who has bewitched you? It has to be a person. Who is bewitching you? Calling them is bewitching you. When he tells you that the Lord told him to kick you in your face and knock your teeth out, and these people spitting on you and laying hands on you and pushing you down, that's not God. Come on, church. This is religion that the devil is using behind the spirit of the Antichrist to trick you up, to fool you, to make you think that's God. Oh, my God. And even the other day I was just saying, there's a revival going on, and, you know, and a lot of people talking about what you think, and, you know, do you really think it's a revival, you know, for God? Well, they're saying that the ones that are leading it are the LGBT community that's leading this. But the thing is, we're not downplaying anybody, because, see, God wants to save everybody's soul. He don't care. You know, you need to be born again. You hear people testimonies of how God brought them out and delivered them. But the thing I'm trying to say about that revival down there is that two young men had went down there to check the revival out. They went to be revived, they said. But they were, the people were offended with their shirts because they had Jesus on their shirt. Come on now. Well, what Jesus did that you can't wear Jesus on your shirt, but you said that you're, this is a Jesus movement, but Jesus not invited in? Oh, my God. It's so much stuff going out here, y'all. I mean, y'all better look and watch and pray, you know. And Jesus didn't try to be famous. His name was just famous, that famous, just for what he was doing in the city, in his town. He was healing. He was saving. He was setting free. But these people today, they want a name for themselves. They want to be famous. You know, everybody want to be a rapper. All these young people, we lose them because they want to, you know, want to feel like they fit in with society. And the devil he's just seeking whom he may devour, destroying these young people left and right. It's so much going on. Y'all, it's so much that we can address it when you see so much stuff going on. And I believe a lot of this stuff came through that American Idol. You know, everybody wants to be great and everybody wants to be big. Get your focus off of the Word of God and get your focus on yourself. Oh, I'm the great this and I'm the great that. And you hear Pastor Bloomer up there talking about Jakes is the great Jakes. Oh, my God. The church is in a terrible state. That's why the Word of God said a judgment must begin in the house of God, because God knew that all this mess was going to come in the house of God and deceive many, not a few, but deceive many. He said many shall be deceived. You know, that wide road is going to have a lot of people on it that's being deceived, but, you know, the righteous, only a few, you know. Don't you want to be a part of the few? No, you don't want to be a part of the few. Everybody wants to be in the in crowd, you know, because everybody doing it, you figure, you know, God is in it. But that don't make it God. It's another Jesus being presented today, all in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, they got a money racket going in these churches. I'm telling you, watch and pray. Seek God for yourself. Read your word for yourself. I mean, the preachers are supposed to be preaching the gospel. They're supposed to be gatekeepers. They're supposed to be watchmen for your soul. The Word of God said, Ezekiel, you know, that he said, I don't want no bloody hands. He said, warn them for me. Who's being warned today? Ain't nobody being warned of their sin. Ain't nobody being want to be born again. Ain't nobody want to be like Jesus. Everybody want to be like T.D. Jason. Want to be like Kanye West. And, you know, I mean, even the church wants to be like Beyonce. What's going on? What in the world has happened to the church? You've been bewitched. That's what has happened to you. There's a spell that's been cast on you, like he just got through reading. Who has bewitched you that we should not no longer obey the truth, which is God's word? His word is truth. God, we're living in a time where I say, you know, the preachers are not preaching what they need to be preaching. I mean, we got young people out here, they can't even go to school and be safe. I mean, you know, they being bullied at school, and the young people committing suicide left and right. Come on. Chaos everywhere. Because when you don't want prayer, when you take prayer out of the school, you pray, you took prayer out of the court system, you take prayer out of your home, you can have nothing but chaos and confusion. It's just a ball of confusion everywhere. And he said, you know, a house divided against itself won't stand. And the house of God, I'm telling you, so much in there today. It's corruption. everywhere. People are depressed, stressed, losing their mind. Like I said, committing suicide, chaos everywhere, mother against daughter, father against son, husband leaving his wife, the wife leaving the husband, sisters and brothers are divided, police killing innocent people in the street. Yeah, I mean, come on, people, you know, gambling and I mean, losing your money, you can't pay your bills. I'm telling you, it's just addictions everywhere. Oh, my God, open marriages. Oh, my God, the family, how can the family come together when the mother and father having open marriages? Come on now, the children raising themselves, they on iPads and computers all day, and children fighting the teachers, and the teachers fighting the children. Oh, my God, shooting in the school and shooting in the community and on the interstate. You can't even go to the store or down the street. You leave home and don't know if you're going to make it back home because there's violence everywhere. Violence still in the land. The Bible talked about violence. It said every wicked imagination is in man's thoughts continuously. I mean, we're hearing some gross things today. I'm telling you, the police are supposed to be protecting you. I'm telling you, they chasing the children from one city to another city because they're stealing cars. They're coming to your house, taking your cars while you sleep. I'm telling you, there's a lot more on. And it's a lot going on, y'all. And it's not just in the street, but in the church. A lot going on. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so much. It's so much to talk about, so much to pray for. The preacher's supposed to be setting an example and leading people to Christ. I mean, people that was on addicted to drugs and addicted to alcohol and all that stuff, they done gone back. The church has sent the people back, all behind religion. They telling them in the church now, it's all right. It's all right to drink. It's all right to smoke. It's all right. It's all right to have sex with somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife. I mean, because the pastor doing it. And then his little crew, you know, they got this little inner circle in the church. You know, they get close to the pastor and then get close to the pastor's wife, and then they got their little club, and, you know, and then you make the other people feel like they the outside because, you know, y'all running everything. I mean, come on now. It's a game. It's a money game. Spirit of deception in the church. It's all behind religion. Now, see, there's a difference in religion and a relationship. We supposed to have a relationship with Christ when we commit our lives to him, seek him, and not them, but these people seeking each other. It's a game. It's a brotherhood game, a sisterhood game, and, you know, I rub your back and you rub mine. You know, I help you get yours and you help me get mine. We go over here to your church and we collect money, and then, you know, and then you come back on mine and we'll collect money over here. And, oh, come on, y'all. It's a game. And this game ain't just started. This game been around a long time. It's been more open now. But these games been played in the church for years. You know what I'm saying? The house is divided. The house is divided because, you know, like I said, the mothers ain't got time for your children, and the children ain't got time for the parents. You know, but when you get old, you're going to be looking for them to come and help you, and you're going to want to know why they ain't coming. Because they didn't have no relationship with you. You didn't have no relationship with them. And then you want to put that guilt trip on them when they get old to help you. Come on. The church is in trouble and the world is too. We're running out of time. The devil knows he has but a short time. And he's working hard and he's working fast. I'm telling you, no prayer in the house with your children. You don't hear the mother praying. You don't hear your father praying. You don't hear nobody praying. Praying? No, everybody's on the iPad. You in one room, the other one in the other room. We all eat separate. We do nothing together, no family time. But we're family. Are we missing something? All behind religion today? We missing something? The church has lost its place. And your place is supposed to be in the Word of God. praying, seeking God, asking him for direction and protection for you and your house and your children. Your children. You got grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We have, oh, my God, every day somebody's being born. And I feel this so sad. I said, Lord, have mercy. To have a baby in a damn time like this. Ungodliness everywhere. Sin in the camp everywhere. Sin is in the house of God, y'all. Oh, my God. Everybody that's doing whatever they want to do. And look, if your house on fire, don't you want somebody to tell you? If you don't see the house, it may be caught on fire in the back and you in the front and you can't see and somebody in the back say, hey, your house on fire. Do you not want them to tell you? Well, I'm trying to tell you Jesus is coming. And he's coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkle. You can give your life to him. You can seek him and stop seeking them. They can't do nothing for you. Jason them got to die just like you. Jason them got to give an account just like you. They got to stand before a just God just like you and give an account of what they done while they was here. He told me he's going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't think nobody looking up at no dirt and saying I did what I wanted to do before I left, because nobody know where you're going. But I tell you one thing, we better get our houses in order because Jesus is coming. Just like in the days of Noah, just like in the days of Lot, so shall it be in our day. Jesus is coming. And he's coming back for a ready church, and I pray that you be ready. We here at the ready church are trying to contend for the faith. We're trying to teach you and trying to help you to steer your focus back in line. Where you have gotten off track, where you've lost focus, you can get your focus back. We're trying to help you to get your focus back, get your eyesight back. Your eyes may got a little dim. Sometimes, you know, your eyes get a little watery. You can't see too clear. You may got drunk and, you know, and stuff. You need to give your life to the Lord and, you know, repent. And, you know, he'll come in and he'll cleanse your mind, your eyes, everything that need to be clean. He'll clean you from the inside out. He'll make you clean inside, I'm telling you. But other than that, all we see today is a bunch of chaos. The love of many has waxed cold. Children disrespecting their parents. Parents disrespecting their children. That you don't provoke your children. I mean, but some of y'all provoking your children. But and then your children, they disrespect you. They don't have no respect for you because you don't give no respect to them. They start with them. Respect yourself. You know? I'm telling you, there's so much going on, and everything's getting ready for the mark of the beast to come on the scene, and the Antichrist system is a part of it, trying to help make things ready for the man to stand in his place, which is the Antichrist. It's going to be a man he's going to use. He's going to be a world leader, and he's going to deceive many, and the spirit of deception is already here. You know? Oh, my God. Could you go to... I'm telling you, I love the Lord, and I love the Lord for real, and I pray that I can say something to help you along your way. Can you go to Luke 4:17 for me, son? I'm telling you, we just want to help you here at the Ready Church. We're trying to help you to be ready, you know, because Jesus is coming, and he's coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkles. I mean, you know, as in the days of light, as in the days of Noah, it's here. It's here. You know, and the word of God said, he told Lot's wife, don't look back. But look, Lot's wife is just like some of these church folks today because she looked back because, you know, you don't want to give up stuff. That's why she looked back because she still don't want to give up. You got to give up everything. You got to deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. There's a song, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. That's what you got to say. If you have to go alone, if your mama don't want to go, your children don't want to go, your sister and brother don't want to go, this is one thing you're going to have to do is stand before God by yourself. Your mom ain't going to be there. Your brother, dad, and none of them going to be there. We're all going to stand before God by ourselves and give an account. I don't care how much you love your husband, your wife, your children, whatever. You got to stand before a just judge and give an account one day for what we've done. Whether we accept him, Christ or not, he ain't going to make you accept him. We read last week in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and 19 that he said, I'd rather that you choose life. you know, over death. He's trying to help you out. He'd rather that you choose life today. But it's your choice. And we here at Ready Church is trying to help you to choose life today. You say you choose blessings or curses. There is no good luck and bad luck. They're either blessings or curses. You know, you either bless or you curse today. And we pray that you seek to be blessed and not cursed. Read for me, please.
And that was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor."
Hold up. What? The Spirit of the Lord is what? These are what the pastors are supposed to be preaching to you. What? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because what?
He has anointed me to preach.
Preach what?
The gospel.
The gospel. What are they preaching today? This is not the gospel. This is a mess they're preaching to you. It's, they're preaching to you, do whatever you want to do. As long as you want to do it, you don't have to repent, and you don't have to confess nothing. You know, just do whatever you want to do. Go ahead.
He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
And there's a lot of people, like I said, walking around. I'm telling you, they're depressed and stressed, and they look at the house of God today. They'd rather go and jump across the lake. And that's what a lot of people have done, jumped across the lake instead of running to the house of God. Because when they look at the house of God and so much filth in the house, it look like the world. So they figure, I might as well just go on and kill myself. Come on, how sad is that? Because the gatekeepers are not preaching the word of God. He said he called them to preach what?
The gospel.
The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel is, the good news of Jesus Christ. It's not about you getting more money and getting your cars and getting into real estate. And so you tell people they can have a big mansion and million-dollar homes and all that kind of stuff. No, it's about your soul. Preach it again. Read it again.
He's going to want me to preach the gospel to the poor.
To preach the gospel to the poor. Okay.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
I mean, like I said, there's some hurting people out here. People holding things from the past. Even when they were little, they still holding on to stuff that their mama and daddy did way back then. I'm telling you, Jesus is the only one can cleanse your mind away from all the hurt. He will heal you from the inside out, but you got to give it to him. That's what the word of God said he come to do, to heal you. Go ahead.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
To preach deliverance to the captives. You were captive by the enemy of your soul. You know, like I said, some people are addicted to drugs and alcohol and all addicted sexual addiction. Oh, there's so many types of addiction. There's gambling addiction. There's all kinds of addictions out here. That God came to set the captive free. He came to set you free from that addiction today. Go ahead.
And recovering the sight to the blind.
And those that are blind and cannot see on today, whether physical blind or spiritual blind, he will heal you.
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
That are bruised, yes. Damaged from the inside out. Damaged from, like I said, things from the past. And you know, things you never got over. And some things you still carrying right now. Some people have to take medicine, and that's what the devil wants you to do, to be medicated where you can't think clear. And stuff. But God, he will cleanse you, and he will heal you, and you won't have to even take no medicine, you know, because that's the kind of God you serve. That's the kind of God you live. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will keep you. Read.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
The acceptable year. This stuff that they're preaching tonight is not acceptable. But the acceptable thing, to live righteous, to live holy. You got to live holy. You got to live right. He said, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still in the book of Revelation. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is just, let him be just still. We have got to live righteous. Only the righteous shall see God. Go ahead. Is that it?
And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down.
He gave it to the minister. He closed the book and he gave it to the minister. And they're not doing what they're supposed to do. He said they are dumb dogs now. They ain't barking. They ain't telling you that you need to know that Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming back for a ready church. I mean, they ain't telling you that we need to get our house in order, that Jesus loves you. Now you, all you see is the pastor and his wife's face everywhere, all over the marquee. That's all you see, Jakes and his wife, and Kenneth Copeland, his wife, and Creflo Dollar, his wife, and Joyce Meyer, her husband. All, where is Jesus at? Can we find Jesus? Can we see Jesus anywhere? Oh, my God. He said, and then he closed the book. The preachers need to get back to the book, to the Bible, to the true word of God. Stop preaching philosophy, your own thoughts, you know, new thoughts and all. There ain't no new thought in Christ. He will renew your mind through the word of God. He will give you a clean mind, a clean heart when you commit your life to him. But today the church is so corrupt. I'm telling you, using religion to hide the hat. Go to Revelation 18. Verse 2, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're trying to help you here at the Ready Church. We want you to be ready. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. I don't care how long you hear this, he's still coming, and he's coming soon. And I tell you, Noah preached 120 years, and the word never changed, and the word will never change, because he said, I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils.
A place in the house of God, a habitation. That's what we see in the house of God, a habitation of devils in his house. Today, that's why he said judgment must begin in the house of God. It's a habitation. Oh, I tell you, so much junk going on, so much mess in God's house. He's displeased. He's displeased. Every foul spirit, everything you can think of is in the house of God. Nasty, just dirty, in the house of God. That's why I said, that's why people committing suicide and, you know, and not running to the house of God now. They feel like, you know, the devil tell them, you might as well go and kill yourself. But all we see today anyway in the house of God is betrayal. You betrayed Jesus, the one that you said set you free. Now, because now you done exchange Jesus for money. What would you give in exchange for your soul? We see it. Now you're preaching a new gospel, and it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's another gospel that we just got through reading at the beginning. It's another gospel, and it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's another Jesus that he told us and warned us of. That's what you're preaching today. It's another Jesus, and it's not the Jesus of Nazareth. Go ahead and say, every unclean spirit is in there. And
a cage.
Think about a cage. A bird cage. Think about it. And every cage of what?
In every unclean and hateful bird.
It's in the house, y'all. It's in the house. Verse 3.
For all nations have drunken of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
I'm telling you, look around, all nations, not just America, not the United States only, but all nations. Have drinking over wine. Everybody doing the same thing. That's why they say it's a new world order. Everything, everybody, all nations come together. Come with your mess. Just bring your mess. You worship your God, I worship mine, and we all just be one chaos. That's what it is. But what they're trying to do is rebuild the Tower of Babel. And the same way God tore it down, he's going to bring it down again. It ain't going to be no peace until the Prince of Peace returns. His name is Jesus. And he's going to have King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You will see it. Oh, yes. Everybody. It said they have drank in the wine. When you drink wine, you get intoxicated. You can't think right. You're delusional. People sleep with this one and sleep with that and don't even know who you slept with because you done got drunk and with wine. And that's what we're doing today. All the nations coming together. You just a mixture. You do what you want to do and I do what I want to do. And we all, nobody saying nothing. Don't judge me. All this stuff. But the word of God say you judge yourself, you won't have to be judged of the Lord. You need to judge yourself today. Judge and see where you at in the faith. Where are you? Jesus said when Adam and Eve was in the garden, he said, where art thou? He knew where they was. He wants them to know where they were spiritually, that they had stopped and did not obey his word, but they had turned to a new belief system. And that's what we're seeing today. This new world order has brought in a new belief system. People don't even believe no more. You down God, just like Adam and Eve. You down him, and you're not serving God no longer, and you're just doing whatever you want to do, and you have drunk in the wine and you intoxicated, you're confused, lost your focus, and now it said and of her wrath means judgment is coming, consequences for your action. The word of God said wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. I'm telling you, there's a consequence for the sin that we're in. Now go ahead and finish reading.
For all have drunken of the wine of her wrath, of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornications with her.
All right. And they have committed fornication. When you commit fornication, you're being with someone outside that you ain't even married to. And that's what's going on today. When we give our lives to Christ, we're supposed to be committed to him. It's just like a marriage. I committed my life to Christ, that I would not go outside of my marriage, my commitment to him, that I will only serve him. But now they committing fornication. You're went outside the marriage to God. Now you just, we're in and everybody. We just all come together and do whatever we do. It's an open marriage. Oh, no, but I'm married to Christ. You say you give your life to Christ, you're going to live for him, you're going to serve him, you're going to do everything he told you to do until you die, but now you don't let the enemy come and speak to you in your ear, and now with this Antichrist spirit is all around you, and you don't lost your focus because you're intoxicated, and you can't see, and you can't think, and now you're just accepting in and everything in your life. It's all inclusion all around about you, and even when Cotton Pierce was saying that there was an inclusion that was coming, he said everybody believes just like him. Yeah, all his buddies. Look at all the pieces of the puzzle that come together. Oh, yeah, they're all connecting together, and they have come together to try to deceive you, and it's all behind the money guy. And the Bible said we can't serve God and mammon too, but people are serving God and trying to serve man and serve God too, and you cannot. How can two walk together except when we agree, and we got to choose which side we're on? If you're on the Lord's side, stand up and be counted. If you're on the devil's side, go over there and be counted. That's what we see today, the wrath of God, his judgment. There are consequences for our sin because it said that they have come together. Fornication, they've drunken the wine, everybody, anything goes. You're not committed to your marriage to Christ no more. Every clean and unclean spirit is in the house of God. You're fornicating everywhere. You got snake worshipers, you got Buddhist worshipers, you got Islam, you got Muslims. I mean, just everything coming together. He said they have committed sin. Go ahead.
And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. Like I said, the money God. They the kings of the earth and everything committing fornication together. He's talking about the preachers and the leaders and the gatekeepers and the watchmen and the high officials, the rulers, the prophets and false apostles and chief apostles. Oh, we got everything going on. We got the priests and we got the, it's just a sellout. They done betrayed God with a Judas kiss. You got vipers and snakes and venom biting everywhere, witchcraft everywhere. Who has bewitched you here? Who has tricked you? Who has had you to change your belief system? Just like Adam and Eve, they forgot. Like Christ said, he asked Eve, he said, who told you? And she said it was that serpent. And that's what goes on today. Everybody pointing their finger. It was that one that, Lord, that's why I stopped serving you, because, you know, Sister so-and-so told me that she stopped going, so I stopped going, and I stopped serving you because she stopped serving you, and he stopped serving you, so I mean, all this mess. The devil is a deceiver. You have betrayed Jesus with a kiss, just like Judas. You're kissing the world. And the Bible said we can't love the world. And the love, you will not have the love of the Father. It's not in you when you love the world. And the world loving you, T.D. Jakes. Everybody love T.D. Jakes. Like, yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Yes, that's right. Everybody loving you, then the love of Christ is not in you. According to the Word of God, you need to read your Bible. Get in there and see what the Word says about loving the world. If the world's loving you, then the love of the Father is not in you. Because he said you're being hated for his name's sake. You'll be hated. People be against you for loving Christ. And that's what we have as Christians today. People hate us for the name of Jesus Christ because they know there's something about that name. They know there's power in that name. They know it's deliverance in that name. The devil knows that he don't want you to be delivered. That's why he's holding you. He's tangling you up. He's yoking you up. He don't want you to be free. And the Bible says he whom the Son set free, the Son of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he will set you free. And he'll make you free and keep you free if you want to be free. Because the Word of God says, he whom the Son set free is free indeed. If you want to be free today. I'm telling you, oh, my God, he's coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. The head officials is the mayors and the governors and all these kings of the earth, you know? Oh, my God. Galatians 1 and 15, read from me. You might say, well, she's going a little long, but whatever the Lord say, that's what I would do. And if you get bored with it, just cut it off and, you know. Galatians 1 and 15.
But when it pleased God.
See, but when it pleased God, when we're doing the right thing, go ahead, Paul is talking here.
Who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace.
Oh, that's what he's looking for. When it pleases God, when he separated me from my mother's womb. Oh, I didn't come from the Big Bang. Oh, boop, and I was just here. No, it said, I came from my mother's womb, and he called me, and he's calling you today. It said, and he called me by his grace, nobody else's grace and mercy. Am I living off God's grace and God's mercy today? Mm-hmm. And he called us to preach, to go out and preach. Go ahead.
To reveal his Son in me.
His Son is Jesus Christ in me.
That I may preach him among the heathen.
Preach Jesus among the heathen. The heathens are the sinners, the unbelievers today. This is the job that we're supposed to be doing. Go ahead.
And immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
I will absolutely not forget what he's done for me. And I'm not fighting flesh and blood, but these are principalities, these are powers in the air. You know, but I'm telling you, Jesus is soon to come, and he's coming back for a ready church. And Galatians 1 and 6 says,
I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him.
Look, why have we removed? I'm going back to it. Why have we removed from the Jesus of Nazareth?
They call you into the grace of Christ and to another gospel.
Why have you gone to another gospel now? Why have we gone to there's many ways to God now? Why have we changed? Who is it? Who has bewitched you? Who did the devil use? What preacher was it? They came out and told you, get ready, get ready, get ready. What was this other new Jesus that tell you there are many ways to God and tell you now it's heaven right here on earth? This is another Jesus. He said, I marvel at you that you soon been removed from him, Jesus Christ, the truth, that called us into grace of Christ into another gospel. There's another gospel, y'all. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ today. I'm telling you, Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. And I want you to go to 1 Timothy 4:1. You go back and read these scriptures. I'm the same way he's ministering to me. He will minister to you today. He said, you know, you soon forgot the God that delivered you, the God that healed your body, the God that saved your soul to another Jesus. He said, when they said Jesus over here, he's doing a new thing. We got it going on over here. We got the dance club, and we got the mining club, and we got them girls with throat the legs, the praise dancers, and they doing African dances and African music, which conjures up all these demonic spirits that these people already from the island is already, you know, they've been born in this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So they know that you're conjuring up spirits, and you don't even know. You've been bewitched, and you've been tricked. It's occultism, and there's mysticism, and all these things rolled up into that witchcraft that's in the house of God today. But this is another problem right here, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1.
Now the Spirit speaks expressively.
He's talking to us. He said, look, the Spirit is speaking expressively. He's expressing himself.
That in the latter times.
In these times right now. These are the latter times, y'all. I'm telling you. Go ahead.
Some shall depart from the faith.
Some shall depart. They shall leave the faith. There are so many have left the faith unto another Jesus. It's not the Jesus of Nazareth. Go ahead.
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
Giving heed. You're listening to seducing spirits. Somebody seduced you with witchcraft. They put a spell on you. Who has bewitched you?
The doctrines of devils.
The doctrines of devils, the teachings of devils. That's what you're hearing today. Uh-huh. And 2 Timothy 4:3 says?
Forbidding to marry.
2 Timothy 4:3. Oh, yes. I'm telling you. I'm trying to get through here. I won't be up here long. But anyway, I'm just doing whatever the Lord tell me to say. I said, Lord, you think through my mind, you speak through my lips of clay. And we're going to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 says, oh, yes, what a mighty God we serve. Come on, get your house in order. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming back for a ready church.
For the time will come.
Oh, the time is here right now. It said, for the time will come, what?
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
We're not listening to sound doctrine. We're not listening to sound teaching. We're listening to another God, and it's not the Jesus of Nazareth. It's another Jesus. He said, what?
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
All right.
But after their own lust.
He said, after your own will, your own lust, your own desires.
Yeah, they heat.
You're listening? Uh-huh.
To themselves.
To your own self.
Teachers. Having itch
and
ears.
Oh, I want to hear what I want to hear because I want to do what I want to do. And, you know, and TJ had a family night or something at his church. And they were playing the song that I used to dance 2 years ago. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. You know, and that's what this verse right here said. They have itching ears, you know, and because they want because of their own lust. And it said itching ears to take you away from them.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
From the truth. The truth is the gospel of Jesus Christ. He comes, the good news of Jesus Christ. It's not about no money coming. It's not about nothing, but Jesus is coming.
and shall be turned into fables.
Oh, untruth stories. That's what you're hearing today. Fairy tales, you know, and untruth. They're giving you itching ear stuff. You don't want to hear that you got to be saved. You don't want to hear that, you know, you must repent. You don't want to hear that there's power in prayer. You don't want to hear that you want to be like Jesus. No, you don't want to hear none of that no more. You're going to an itching ear. I want to hear what I want to hear because I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, who I want to do it with. That's why. It's my own lust. Go ahead.
But watch thou in all things.
He said watch in all things, not something. You got to watch everything and everybody. I tell my kids all the time, watch your friends. Because, see, if you watch your friends, you don't have to worry about your enemy because, see, you already know that they're your enemy. But it's your friends that will take you down. It's those friends that you thought was your friend that take you down because you tell them everything. And then you tell the devil everything, and then the devil uses it against you. That's why the word is telling us, watch thou in all things. Watch who you hanging with. Watch who you sitting with. Watch who you eating with. Watch. Be careful. 2 Timothy 3 and 5, almost there.
Having a form of godliness.
That's what we see today in the church. You know, yeah, they still raising their hands in church. Yeah, they still having, what is it, the communion in church. And yeah, I mean, people doing all the same things that they were doing before, but you ain't living right, and you ain't telling people that they need to repent, and ain't about it being saved, and, you know, it ain't about it being called at the altar and you know, having a changed heart and a changed mind. Yes, they have a form of godliness. Okay?
But denying the power thereof.
But denying the power of God. You know, you don't want to talk about Jesus no more. You don't want to talk about repentance. You don't want to talk about change. You don't want to talk about all those things that you need in order to make it to heaven. And it's righteous living, y'all. Today, you hear my voice, harden not your heart. God bless you. This is the Ready Church. God bless you.